Welcome to Super Movie Brothers. Let's start the show.
Welcome to Super Movie Brothers. I'm your host, Super Movie Brother Dave.
I'm your host, Super Movie Brother Jay.
And this is our 200th episode of Super Movie Bros. All that means is we've been doing this for 3.5 years. That's what it comes down to. Now, technically, this isn't our 200th episode. Just full disclosure.
Right.
We've released like 240 episodes, technically. But not all of them have been numbered. Some of them are like little bonus episodes and stuff like
that. Sure.
But for all intent and purposes, this is our 200th episode of Super Movie Bros. Basically, we just wanted to celebrate. We're gonna be like a bunch of woo girls, and this is gonna be a week long celebration.
We don't do it very often.
No. We don't toot our own horns.
No, we're not
those type of people.
We went on a limb this time around for some reason. I don't know why, but we just wanted to. We wanted to have fun, celebrate it, and it's hopefully empowering to other podcasters or people out there who want to just keep pushing forward.
Yeah, sure.
Keep fighting the good fight.
I mean, there's other podcasts.
Just have fun with it.
There's other podcasts out there that are better and have been doing it longer and make more money than we do and are just all around more popular than we are.
Of course, there's always going to be somebody.
But just like masturbation, only you know how to do yourself just right. And that's what this is all about.
That's why I'm still single.
doing ourselves just right. So that's pretty much what this first part episode is going to all be about. This one is just a celebration of you guys, the fans, everyone who's kind of like been big on supporting us and reaching out to us and commenting on when we post stuff. And we're going to be playing some of your voicemails while we're doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just going to like kind of like be looking back on like some of the stuff. Now, this isn't a clip show. I'm not going to be doing a clip show. But, we're going to do that. And then after this, we got our... I'm calling it, there's that Netflix show called The Movies That Made Us, right? Where they go deep dives into some of the most popular films from the 80s and early 90s and stuff like that. And these are films with huge fan followings and stuff like that, like Ghostbusters, Die Hard, those. So I decided like our top five that we'll do this episode is The Movies That Made Us, our top five movies that made us, the movies that influence us, the movies that we love so much. Doesn't matter how many times we see it, we could always go for one more.
Yes, so you and I did a slightly different spin on it. I think mine is a little bit more skewed because I got into movies in a different kind of way. So I kind of skewed my top five as far as the most impressionable movies that kicked off my movie-going, movie-loving
career, what Jay says, he started watching movies
phases.
In a different way.
Yeah.
It's when he met me and I chained him into a basement and just started showing him films over and over again.
Pretty much.
Puts the lotion in a basket or else it gets the hose again.
Nobody knows what that's from.
Nobody knows what that's from?
No.
You are a sad, strange little man. And you have my pity.
You don't know what that's
I don't.
From.
No, I don't.
Silence of the Lambs.
No.
Now, was she a great big fat person?
you are my Buffalo Bill, sir. I could picture you putting a lipstick on and just,
would you fuck me? I'd fuck me. I'd fuck me hard.
Oh my god, my friend made a great spoof little clip about that.
See?
That film.
But you don't know it puts so the funny. Lotion in the basket or else it gets the hose again.
I haven't seen it that many times.
Oh, that's
I'm not beloved.
Back
not
into beloved the basement. Movie. He's got to go back into the basement. We got to put him back into the basement. We got to chain him up.
We got to start movie homework up again.
We got to start movie homework up again because you're not educated enough. Well, you still do have movie homework and we actually discussed it when I recorded
a long running list.
When I recorded with Wayne and Paul, because the third part of our episode 200 is me sitting down with Wayne and Paul of the Countdown Pod, and we play a game called the Podlyweds game. Now, the Podlyweds game is exactly what you think it is. It's a spoof of the Newlyweds game, where I take two co-hosts from a different podcast. I send one of them a 10-question questionnaire. They fill it out, and their co-host then has to guess what their answer would be to each question. And that's what we did. But
you're not going to want to miss this.
No.
I can't wait to hear it.
It's good.
And this is actually going to be inspired where we will also partake in this
eventually.
Show eventually as well. So
eventually.
Stay tuned for that. That'll be down the line a little bit, but that's going to be exciting.
This is the kickoff of it. But eventually, after I've done some pods, we're going to select a host from one of the other podcasts to come on and host you and I doing a Podly Wed game where someone will ask me the questions, I'll answer them, and you have to guess them, Jen,
which
is just going to be good stuff. So.
Oh, it will.
But yeah, but in that conversation I had with Wayne and Paul, we brought up that you still have not seen Dead Alive, even though it's on your movie homework list. Mm-hmm. You still have not seen it. And it came up during a question about movies that make people vomit. So be ready for that. It has to come. I think it's very needed. But in this 200th episode, before we start getting into everything else, I wanted to just issue a big, massive, huge thank you to Daniel Perez. So Daniel Perez just joined the Patreon literally today. As we're recording, he joined the Patreon, and I couldn't be happier.
Thanks, man. Really, really appreciate it.
It's just that one little, you know, getting all the voicemails from everybody, it was great. You know, it made me feel so good. Made me feel like people do care. People do reach out to us and stuff like that.
But getting a brand new person that we don't know.
Right.
Just to want to be a Patreon and be a fan and support us is fantastic.
We don't know him, but Super Movie Bros. Number one fan, my father, does know him.
Oh.
This is actually he actually found out about the podcast through my father, and my father worked with him at the company. And apparently, like, my dad, like, was like telling people at this company to listen to this completely not safe for work podcast.
Oh my god.
My dad's retired now, so it doesn't matter, but but I'm just picturing my dad just like, yeah, you gotta listen to this, and there's guys like working and there's just me and you screaming cunt into a microphone. Like, while it's playing? No, it's cool. Tony said it was all right.
It's all right. Turn it up.
He's the manager. He said it's good. It's good.
So. That's his boy. Which one? I don't know. The loud one.
The loud one. This is the loud one. Tony, you raised that guy? Yeah. Unfortunately. This is what he does.
This is why I make sure my family does not listen to this.
Right,
I try
exactly.
not to. And so, the little bits that they got, they want me to get right with God.
Right.
They're like, get off of this show, Jason.
Oh my God.
It's corrupting.
So if you're like a newer listener and you're hearing this, get right with God. Because it'll come up later on in some of our voicemails that we got. Jay, when he used to post about our new episodes, he literally copied the description that I would write in episodes.
Yes.
But I would often write the most ridiculous stuff, because honestly, no one really reads podcast descriptions.
Well, Dave doesn't think so, at least.
Yeah. So I wrote the most. I just wrote whatever the fuck I wanted in there, I put the F word. I'll put C word. I'll put whatever I want in there.
Yeah.
Is the point? It's my podcast. You know, I hold the fucking pen. You understand? So.
Yeah, but I'm posting this shit on like Facebook.
Facebook on your personal Facebook, because you hadn't made a Super Movie Bros. Facebook yet.
Well, right, exactly. And I'm trying to push it. I'm spreading it around. Blah blah blah. Sharing it, you know, lo and behold, I'm not completely reading descriptions all the time.
No.
I'm just copying and pasting. And
and I think I made a joke about Jay, you know, and laying with a lady, we'll say. And it was, oh no. Oh God, I remember. It was the indie. It was a Jay's Indie Corner,
yes,
where you were discussing incest and a brother watching as a friend had sex with his sister.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it was all over, he wiped her period blood on her face. You know, like war paint, like she's going into war.
It wasn't.
And I left left that full description in there.
Like
Jay's mom is she actually works for a church. Like she
volunteers.
She does a lot of volunteer work for a church.
Work.
Right. Right.
Very devout, and
wears a big hat on Sundays, because the bigger the hat, the closer to Jesus.
I'm telling you. Like, of course, the only person in my family who's ever like caught me like watching porn through the internet, whatever, any kind of like weird, awkward drama, it's always my mom catching me.
It's always your old mom.
It's terrible. And I feel so bad because she'd be in tears telling me, if there's one thing in Jason in life, I want to make sure that you don't lose your faith in God and Jesus. And I'm like, oh my God, I can never
bring this woman used to pick the socks, the towels, and the underwear up from your floor. And she used to crack them in half before putting them into the washer. So she's aware. All right. She's aware of your sexual nature. All right. She knows the gallons of jizz that you dumped into that one sock. But the point is, his mom then had to respond to him on Facebook and you gotta get right with God. And it was the greatest moment. And it immediately caused Jay to like snap to attention. Like he was a little boy who just got caught doing something he wasn't supposed to
do.
That
was bad. I was like, I was completely like, remove everything.
She's going through it all.
I was fucking butchering everything. I had to make sure I was crossing my T's, dotting my I's for
that was a great
months.
It was a great time.
Months. And I still check everything religiously.
Now you vet it.
I do. I vet everything.
You fucking censor me, you bastard. Jay, the FCC.
Only on the social media platforms that I know my mother can see at some point.
Jay,
possibly.
The FCC of Super Movie Bros, you son of a bitch.
Oh, gosh.
But it was definitely one of our most memorable moments, and I don't think I'll ever forget it. Obviously, some people in our voicemails haven't forgotten it either.
Of course not.
Because it was a great moment. But so how do we get here?
Stay on target.
So Daniel Perez, I want to issue you a big thank you for joining the Patreon. I hope you enjoyed the content that we put up there. There are some Jay dating stories, which you're going to love. You're just going to love.
Yeah. Scroll through that whole feed of Patreon is gold.
Yeah.
There's some good stuff in
which there. Is why it's over there, because dear old, you know, Mama Jay hasn't found it yet. Yes.
And if she signs up, we're kicking her out.
Oh, yeah. We're not even going to take her money because she's going to need it for the psychological therapy that she's going to need after she listens.
She's going to be retiring in a year or two. She's going to need to save all that money.
After she hears about you going on a date where you had to corral a girl through a parking lot like
oh
she was a horse.
Oh, my God. You remember that?
Of course I remember that. It's a bad Jay date story.
Oh,
of course
so
I remember
bad.
That.
So bad.
That's also where people can hear my bad date story, in which case I was... I think I might have almost died. Like that story is just absolutely nuts. So
that's a good one.
Yeah, you guys are missing out if you're not over on the Patreon.
Yeah.
I don't want to sell it too hard.
Yeah.
Here, but it's interesting to say the least. So I mean, 200 episodes. We spent a lot of time talking about movies, and we haven't done it in a while where we haven't like talked about ourselves. You know, we stopped
sure.
doing that a lot where we kind of like caught people up on what's going on with our lives. I think people know that you have like a new job now and stuff like that.
Yeah, new job. You know, moving on.
Yeah. Some people are hoping.
Obviously, I'm going to be possibly moving out soon from my parents' house.
Maybe.
Hopefully, one day. You know,
we got to let you out of the basement
first.
We got to let you out of the basement first. You know, you still got more movies to watch before you can get out of the basement.
Yeah, it's kind of nice to actually have a little bit more financial freedom where I'm not living paycheck to paycheck anymore.
Absolutely.
So,
and nothing's changed for me. I still have a kid. I still live in this house. We still record in this house. And
for now,
that's pretty much everything. Yeah. Well, I mean, we record here as long as there's not pitter patter of new little feet. Whenever that happens, if that happens,
sure.
then you're out. I'm out. We're both out. I don't know where we're going to record.
Hopefully, I'll have a place by then.
Yeah,
because we'll be recording at my new place.
We'll be sitting in our cars doing it.
That'd be fun.
We'll take it on the road. Yeah, we'll take it on the road. Can we drink when we're in the car? Isn't that technically a DUI? I don't even know.
We'll do it in the back of an Uber.
Yes. Oh, that'd
like
be
those
great.
Old HBO shows.
Could you imagine that
the back of the cab show? Remember that, like that late night weird sketchy show that they had? Oh my God, that was crazy.
That Uber driver would like. He wouldn't even know what he was in for. He'd be like,
oh, you would love us.
You've got to go. But please give me 5 stars. Thank you. Come again. Mildly racist, but
yes,
I'll allow
so it.
But I'll allow it. All right, Jay.
Well, we allow mild.
Mild racism.
Mild.
Right, yeah.
Mild.
All right, look.
It's all in good fun.
If Hank Azaria got to do that voice for 30-odd-some years on The Simpsons and only just started catching flack for it over the past couple of years,
yeah.
I think I'm safe just once. Just once. All right, Jack, are you ready to get into some of these moist... I almost said some of these moist males.
Moist males. Moist males. They could be moist.
Some of these might...
Some of them might be moist.
Some of these might make us moist.
I don't know what to expect. I'm very excited. This is going to be really cool. It could be emotional. It's going to be touching. It's going to be funny as fuck, I'm sure, sometimes.
Absolutely.
Too. And look, we, you know, obviously we're...
I did ask people to roast us, so
well,
not everybody did. Not everybody did. Some people were just very congratulatory, and they're, you know, very, very, very nice, keeping us humble, but making us feel good about ourselves and stuff like that. But then there's a few that just absolutely rip us apart. So I'm looking forward to those. So, Jay, let's get into question of the week.
You could ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
It just raises too many questions.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
The answer to the ultimate question of life, the universe, and everything.
So this question of the week is you guys. I asked, I put it out on social media. I put it out on Twitter. Jay put it out on Facebook. We both put it out on Instagram for people who listen to the show to feel free to leave us voicemails. Mm-hmm. I know we didn't like talk about it on the show or anything like that. So all of you people that don't follow us on the social medias, I apologize. You know, but I will leave the hotline open. After this,
right?
So there will now be
in
a
our description. We'll actually have the phone number in
absolutely,
there now, and you guys will have complete freedom and access to call us at any time. Talk about whatever. If you don't want to go into social medias and type out some kind of response or an impression. Just do it through the voicemail.
Absolutely.
Go ramble. Whatever.
Absolutely. I think like, I don't know why, like so many podcasts do this, have hotlines and stuff like that. Like I Like to Like Things has a hotline.
Sure.
Which you
I've
were
used
on.
That. Yeah.
So you can reach out to, us and leave voicemails. If you don't want to leave us an email or reach out to us on social media, if you don't like the Twitters or the Facebooks and all that good stuff. So I'll leave that open after this episode for people just to leave us whatever you want. I mean, you can call Jay a fucking cunt rag or you can tell him to get right with God. All right, Jay, you ready for this first voicemail?
Bring it on.
All right.
Hello there, Beard Brother Dylan from the Beard Brothers Fantasy Football Podcast. Want to call in and congratulate Dave and Jay on their 200th episode. Now, Dave, you still owe me an episode, buddy.
I do. That's true.
I'll let it slide. It's been a couple months. If only a couple months.
Start
coming in and breaking thumbs if you don't give me that $15 back or give me an episode.
He's definitely not big enough to break my
Jay,
thumbs.
Jay, hipster son of a bitch.
I'm not really a hipster.
You guys play off of each other so well. I just want to say that you guys are a true inspiration to me and AJ and what we're doing over on our show. And couldn't be happier for you guys. Keep going strong, and we will see you guys later. All right, bye.
Ah, man, thank you so much, Dylan.
That's awesome, man.
So that is Dylan from the Beard Brothers Fantasy Football Podcast. So
you can
go over there, you can listen to them. They're great guys. When I do fantasy football, during the football season, I was listening to them the whole time.
Oh, I know you were.
Still listening and stuff like that. They are absolutely fantastic guys. Jay is you're not a hipster, but in comparison,
but I like hipsters.
But in comparison, right? But in comparison to maybe him and some other listeners, you kind of are.
I know
a bit.
I know, and I hear you. Like I'm a mixed bag of a lot of weird things. I am a weird guy. I know that.
Just a bit. Yeah. I mean, like, well. So recently, just to talk about.
Sure.
I made a comment that you are probably the most vanilla person in bed. Like, I just assume that right. that you right, just right. slowly thrust and go. Oh, yeah. Little bit to the left. Yeah. But you had someone come to your defense. You had a good friend of yours, which it's up to you whether you want to name them on the show.
I will not name her, but we have had sex and we're still friends.
Okay.
And she was laughing. She was like, your friend obviously does not know you at all because
right. But that prompted us. I went and found a quiz and I was like, let's find out which of me or you is more freaky.
Uh-huh.
Which, who, Jay? And we're on the honor system.
I almost feel like you did not do it truthfully.
No, I did. So here's the difference.
I was shocked, to be honest, because I thought, because I went, I was full on honest, and even still, I was like freaky and kinky or something like that. But it was not as I guess, severe as Dave's. Dave's was like, you're a master freak show.
I'm a cocksmith.
Whatever.
I'm a cocksmith. I'm a cocksmith.
You would pretty much get down and do anything.
So
pretty much that's what it meant.
The difference between me and you is. So, You've slept with way more people than I have.
Oh, yeah.
And you've had a string of one night stands. And
I don't know if I'll ever, but, maybe Patreon I'll discover, I'll say the number.
Yeah.
But I really am very ashamed of it, to be honest.
The power of Christ compels you. I can just see mom right now.
Oh my God.
She's gonna have dad holding you down as you vomit pea soup. The power of Christ compels you. Anyway. So
stay on course.
Stay on target. Stay on target. The only difference between me and you is you may have slept with more people, but it's a string of one night stands and short lived, you know, flings.
Sure.
Where I have had time and I dated women for a long time, which is long enough to wear them down. like a river through the canyon. And, I just weather the steps.
Go through
down.
The peaks and valleys, right, of the highs and the lows.
That's right.
Exploring one's bodies for better and
you've
worse.
You've never been comfortable enough with a woman to beg, is what it comes down to. I have.
Oh my God.
I'm cohabitating with one now.
Begging means a breakup. That's what that was.
I am totally comfortable with begging. So yeah. That's the difference. Yeah. That's the difference.
And you're more comfortable with certain body parts too.
We're not going to get into that. Well, that's a Patreon. Okay. That's a Patreon.
That's Patreon.
I feel like you're implying dicks now.
Nah. Well,
and all the while you're just really wondering, are we going to get hopped up enough to make some bad decisions? And perhaps play a little game called Just the Tip. Just for a second, just to see how it feels.
All right, this next one, which is appropriate after this conversation, let me tell you.
Congratulations, Dave and Jay, on 200 episodes.
It's my father.
I don't think I've missed an episode in the 4 years that you guys have been on air. Keep it going, keep it good, and keep those indie reviews out of the picture. Thank you. See you, guys.
Oh, that's awesome. Thanks, Tarity. But guess what? Jay's indie corner is very sparse now.
Yeah.
We're sprinkling it in every once in a while when the time comes.
I would venture a guess that my dad is probably the only person who's ever listened to every single
episode we've ever done. I think he has to be the only
person. He used to listen to Movie Cocktail back when that was its own show, not just part of this show.
The permanently deleted episodes.
Right.
Like way back when.
I have them, but other people won't ever hear them, except for patrons. I do read some on there, but they're truly awful. They're fucking terrible.
Horrible.
But he listened to them. He listened to them.
I know.
And he probably is the person who is the number one fan of the show.
He really is.
It makes me get a little bit choked up, like just a little bit.
It should.
You know, and it's not like my dad's like the type of guy who would ever say like he's not proud of me. He tells me he's proud of me all the time. You know, like my dad's an emotional guy. So, you know, and I'm an emotional guy. So, but you know, just knowing that he's listening and that's his way of supporting us and stuff like that. I wish I could say it's enough to make me clean up my mouth for the show, but it's not. It's not. Everything I say, everything that goes on this podcast is going into that man's ears.
I don't have the balls.
Just think about
if I knew my father was listening to this, I couldn't say the shit that I say. There's no way.
I think because you know I'm an adult, and I think me and my dad. I think my dad's always known that
you guys have been through it.
Right, it's not that I'm a clown.
And I'm still living in my parents' basement.
It's that this is the way I've always been. I know.
This
me as a person just amped to 11. Just that's it. Like that's who I've always been.
Yeah.
And I think there's just an understanding of that.
Of course.
You know,
you're not gonna change a person, right?
Exactly. Like I may have used to get smacked up the side of my head when I was 16 for being this person.
Yeah.
But when you're doing it until you're 33, he's just like, fuck it, you can't change it now, right? Yeah. This is who he is. He is smart enough.
I got a granddaughter now.
He doesn't let my mom hear every episode. Which is smart. That's good. But Dad, thank you so much
Thank you very much
for taking the time and leaving
really always appreciate it.
And for patron listeners, Dad will be joining me. I've talked to him a few times about it, but I think it's time to put it in stone. I want to do a top five list with him.
Well, he's retired now. He's got the time.
He's got the time. Yeah. He's got the time. So I think I'm going to do a top five list with my father on Patreon for people to listen to. It'll be interesting to say the least, because I'm going to be me. And if you just heard him, you know, he's a great guy, and he is funny at times, but he's not.
It'll be amusing for sure.
He's certainly a little bit more stoic than I am, that's for sure. So yeah, it'll be a good time. So let's get into our next voicemail, Jay.
Hey guys, one of your listeners, Alex from the Across the Campus podcast, just wanted to let you know that it's such a huge milestone for you to hit 200 episodes. Congratulations. Love all your guys' content. You guys rock. Really looking forward to seeing what you guys come up with for your 200th, your 300th, and your 400th.
Whoa. So,
congratulations. Thanks for providing us with fantastic movie insight, thoughts, opinions, everything. You guys are awesome. Looking forward to the future. Congrats, guys.
Well, thank you very much, Alex. And of course, Alex is from the Across the Campus podcast. So they actually talk about like college football and stuff like that too. They're actually friends with Dylan from Beard Brothers Fantasy Football.
Awesome.
So
thanks, Alex.
You can get a double dose of football. But yeah, I mean, 300-400 episodes, calm the fuck down, dude. Look, I got other things I want to do with my life eventually.
Man, we're gonna be pushing 40 by that time.
I mean, half the budget for the show will be going into Just for Men at that point.
And Viagra.
Yeah, and you know, we'll be taking our low T supplements. And stuff.
I know. Yeah, exactly. Oh my God, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Shit.
Oh yeah, dude. After 35, your testosterone just plummets, my friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're gonna
get checked out.
You're gonna be pushing a lot of rope on one night stands. That's for sure. But I want to, Alex, it's just, thank you so much for leaving us a voicemail. I love having you as a listener. You know, it means everything to us to have
really
these
does.
People that are willing to A, reach out to us, but B, listen to this shit every fucking week. All right, now the next voicemail is from a guy that you and I, we know personally, Jay. We've met him in person. We saw him play music in person, and he's got a few choice words for us. So
okay,
let's get into it.
Hello, my brothers. Sean from What Does It Matter here. And I was thinking to myself, self, it's going to be the 200th episode of Super Movie Bros. I mean, you guys don't act like you're bros. You don't act like dude bros.
Well, that's the joke.
So
we're not really bros.
Why would I call you Super Movie Bros? That's not right. And then I'm thinking to myself, remember those two idiots sitting in the corner of the bar? Hey, tall guy, what's it like to be so tall? And, you know... Oh, it's best that those cunts are forgotten, because they're not good people. And then I was thinking, 200 fucking episodes.
He's talking about when we saw him play
live. That's a pipe
dream
for me. Right. And for you guys, that's like, I was thinking, pipe dream, maybe I would, like, stroke some pipe, and then let you hear that, like, you know, while I milk the celery factory, if you know what I'm saying.
Only Jay's mom knows how much celery comes out of that factory.
I'm not going to do that. And I'm pretty sure... You might have already heard some embarrassing stories about me on a voicemail.
It's coming up, Sean.
My significant other, who I hope didn't use my last name. And, you know, and then I was thinking back again to, like, hey, what's it like to be so tall? And, like, my really fast-moving fingers that Jay, you really seem to be a little into that. And I was thinking, maybe I could milk your prostate. What do you think about that? Maybe I could milk your prostate with really, 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 really fast fingers while I pound the celery farm, if you catch my drift. But then I was thinking, no, because for 200 episodes, it's got to be something movie-related. It's got to be something movie-related. So what I was thinking about doing was having surgery, and I was going to get the clitoris of a deceased woman, because you don't do it to a lot of women.
God.
That's fucked up. I'm not going to get political, but, you know, like, but I was the clitoris of a deceased woman and have
well,
it
thank
put
you
in the
for
back
great,
of my
Robin.
Throat, because I like to celebrate all kinds of film. All kinds of film.
He's talking about deep throat.
I'm not one of these assholes that goes, oh, this kind of film is bad. It shouldn't win any awards. Very sad. Very sad. No, I'm not that kind of prick. I was just thinking,
Donald Trump.
200 episodes. 200 episodes. Oh, I'm sorry. I just came. Sorry. Love you guys. Bye.
Oh my God! There's so many puns just in just
that's a lot.
2 minutes of
that
audio.
Was heavy.
So what Sean's referring
you, Sean.
To is
miss you, man. Come back, man. Come back.
He joined us
to
for
New Hope and Play.
He joined us for a Patreon episode. So he was actually on. He did our Serenity movie cocktail. Serenity, not the movie that came out with Matthew McConaughey recently. No, we're talking about Serenity. You know, take my life, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. The Firefly movie. He joined us for a movie cocktail for that, and it was a great fun. But what sparked all that was, you know, I was in a chat group with him, and he was like, "Oh yeah, I play New Hope. I play this bar in New Hope and stuff." We went all the way up to New Hope, and I guess we got pretty drunk because at one point we both just talked about how fast his fingers were.
And I got up on stage. It was like it's such a small little area. Like
yeah,
the ceilings are like 6 foot high.
Right.
So I have to like literally bend down to walk.
Hey, tall guy. Which is
so I looked like even bigger of a freak of nature in there.
I've been getting that like not my entire life, but since 2011, since I met you, like ever like it's. We do
try every day of your fucking life.
It's annoying.
I know it is.
Hey, how tall is he? Like, even when you walk away, how tall is he? And I want to be like, I don't know, God. Like 6'7", maybe 6'8", 6'9", if you ask him. I don't know. Like, what does it fucking matter? No, Sean, thank you so much for that. But milking your prostate, Jay. He is clearly the type of person that would fuck a man in the ass and have the common courtesy to give him a reach around at the same time.
Yes, he would be.
Thank you, Sean, so much for that voicemail. All right. This next voicemail comes from another good friend of the show.
What's up, Super Movie Brothers, Dave and Jay? What is going on? This is Tony from Take Two Podcast. I just wanted to reach out to you guys and say congratulations on reaching 200 episodes. I'm glad to say I've been listening to you guys for over 2.5 years now. Not quite since day one, but I'm a huge fan. You're one of the few that I felt like throwing some money to on Patreon and supporting.
Awesome.
You guys are always super gracious and interactive online. I always appreciate
our
conversation. So you know I'll be there. I'm a fan till the end. And congrats on 200, guys.
Rock on, man. That's awesome.
That's Tony from the Take Two Podcast.
True fan. There you go. Thanks, Tony.
He's not just he has a great show himself. So you guys should be checking out Take Two Podcast. But I've been interacting with him for
long time.
2 years, over 2 years
and stuff like that. Yeah.
And we got to get them on the show. I think
it's long overdue.
I think
there are guys that should be on our show.
I think they're perfect for Podlywed.
Uh-huh.
I think that's
They're up there in the candidates as far as like. Yeah.
So Tony, listen to Wayne and Paul do Podlywed.
Yeah.
If you're interested,
stay tuned.
If you're interested
later on
in
the
it,
show,
reach out to me.
Uh-huh.
And we will get you on the show to do the Podlywed challenge, which is going to be, I think for everybody.
Oh, this is going to be a winner.
Yeah. I mean, and the nice part is each of those questions that we do are going to be tailored to the hosts. They're not going to be just generic ones that I send out. I listen to their shows, so I'm going to be sending them specific questions just for them. All right, Jay, our next voicemail. This one is actually in direct response to Sean, who left us a voicemail just a few moments ago.
Hello, Super Movie Brothers. I have a couple stories to share about Sean from What Does It Matter podcast.
This is Sean's better half.
It's one of the stupider moments.
Oh.
In the middle of the night several years ago, we were hanging out, both of us rather drunk and very, very stoned. Sean said,
as one
dad,
would be,
cigarette, and about a minute later, he rushes back
Sean.
In a full panic. Grab the cat. We got to get downstairs into the basement right now.
Grab the cat. I love it.
I wasn't sure what the fuck he was going on about, so I simply shut my mouth
Not
and obliged.
Keyboard?
Once we were settled downstairs, with the cat secured under an upside-down laundry basket so she wouldn't wander and get lost in the filth that was our basement, I asked what was going on. Dude, there's this tornado outside. It was only a couple blocks away.
I don't think tornadoes happen in Jersey too often.
Yeah, it was only a couple blocks away. It's not even stormy outside. Are you sure it wasn't just a fucking cloud? And silence. So I go outside to investigate myself. The tornado from which he insisted we seek shelter was the steam coming off a smokestack at the paper manufacturing facility five blocks away.
Jesus Christ, Dev, it's coming right for us!
Story, there was another drunken stone incident when he came back in from smoking a cigarette and insisted there was a UFO out in the sky. It was just the three stars that make up Orion's belt.
Hey, but to
story,
Sean, they were the
I
Phoenix Lights.
I wasn't actually a witness to, but it's hysterical nonetheless. He just had, he just left the diner. He was on his way home from an out-of-state gig. He boasts to his friend riding in the car with him how he was so proud of himself for cutting red meat from his diet. Confused, his friend goes, I just watched you eat corned beef hash with your eggs at the diner. Yeah, exactly. I didn't have bacon or sausage, but you had corned beef hash.
It's red meat.
That's not red meat. yes, it is. It's corned beef hash.
It's beef.
Corned beef hash. It's in the name. It's beef, jackass. Light bulb goes off in his head. Oh, shit. I never even thought about what corned beef hash actually was.
Love it.
All this wisdom from a guy who also didn't know until he was a full-grown adult that acorns were actually just oak tree seeds. Hope you enjoyed my stories, and I encourage you to give Sean a hard time about these less than stellar moments from
definitely.
The past. And
we
congratulations
will.
On 200 episodes.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Thank you so much. So, Sean, yeah, you know, he maybe he liked to imbibe a little bit back in the day, and that may have caused some visual and auditory hallucinations. But you know what?
Hanging out with those two would be fun.
Like we've always said on the show, a true artist is always best when they're on the junk.
Of course.
when they're performing on an altered state of mind. So I'm going to forgive him for forgetting that, you know, corned beef hash has beef in the title and stuff. But I think it's just a testament to Sean. And I'm not making fun of him for his stupidity. Not at all. I think he's just an absolutely fantastic guy to hang out with. And
oh, yeah.
And if you guys aren't checking out his show, What Does It Matter podcast, you really should. Because it's a ton of fun. And Sean is... like, he's just this stream of consciousness type guy. If you couldn't tell from his voicemail.
Oh,
like,
yeah. That's a perfect example.
That's Sean. Like, that, it's just a stream of consciousness. Whatever comes into the brain.
And it makes so much sense.
Comes out of the mouth.
That he's in the band that he's in.
And hey,
that's exactly kind of music that they play. You know, they're a jam band. They play 12-minute songs. They just go on riffs.
Sean, buddy, we're getting there. It's almost legal in every state. So we're getting there, buddy.
Almost.
More tornadoes coming your way. RJ, this one comes from across the pond.
Hi, guys. This is Lee Goff One calling from jolly old England. Just to say congrats on the 200th episode of your show. And never forget, guys, Batman is the best. There is no contest.
Mm.
Nightwing might think he's cool, but he's generally a pest. See you later, guys.
Now he's trolling me a little bit. We're in the same like chat on Twitter, and we talk about movies a lot in there, but we also talk about like pop culture and comic books and stuff like that. And I think he knows that I love Dick Grayson. I love Nightwing. So calling him a pest, it's a little bit of an insult to me because I love Dick, Jay. I need Dick. Dick is what I'm all about. And recently, during all this casting news that's going on out there about
sure.
the Batman.
Impossible, Secret Robin.
Exactly. There's casting news out there. They're looking for a young man, teenage to mid-20s age, who has some acrobatic or gymnastic skills. I was like, oh my God, yes. And I got like really excited.
I'm Holland.
We were talking about it in the chat and stuff. And that, I mean, I think he just knows that I love Nightwing. But man, that's big, man. Taking on the international, you know, the international minutes to give us a call.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I can't thank you enough for just accepting the extra charges to listen to leave us a voicemail and listen to us, man. Thank you.
Thanks
so much. I can't tell you how much we appreciate that. RJ, this next voice might sound a little bit familiar to you because I think you guessed it on a show of theirs.
200 episodes of beautiful tradition. From streaming services.
First episode.
To playing games.
Wait,
you're
yeah.
right, I'm living in the past.
8-bit
this
themes.
This is what happens when you find a stranger in the Alps, Dave. This is what happens when you find a stranger in the Alps. Congratulations.
So that is
that is
Chris from the I Like to Like Things podcast,
yes.
formerly of the More Gooder Than podcast.
Chris, I'm still waiting for my episode to come on your show
someday. But
still waiting.
Hey, I recorded one with them too.
I know
it'll. They will come.
I know.
In
I know.
Time.
I'm a big fan of his show. That's
in
all.
Time. Yeah, I've been listening too. So I tried woodworking myself recently based on a recent episode of that he had on
mm-hmm.
there. Didn't go so well. Doesn't go well for me. But you know, he's better at handling the wood than I am. You know, I'm gonna be good at handling my own wood.
Sure,
he's good at handling all manners of wood. So. but no, Chris, thank you so much.
California lifestyle. That's what it is.
Thank you so much. This is Chris is one of the few podcasting friends that like I've met in person. Like there's
he's hosted you.
Yeah.
I mean,
he had me in his house under his roof with his wife and children. That's trust.
Oh, that's trust.
That's trust. trust. He would also smash me into the ground if I ever tried anything. So, I mean, he was pretty safe. But thank you so much for your voicemail. Now, his voicemail, obviously.
This is what happens, Larry. You see what happens, Larry? You see what happens when you find a stranger in the Alps?
That is the safe for TV version of The Big Lebowski instead of.
See what happens, Larry, when you fuck a stranger in the ass.
We used to have a joke with him where, like, he mentioned that he had, like, he mentioned, like, his father, and he's being, like, really, really cryptic about who his father was. And I was like, dude, his dad is totally John Goodman. So I think he's giving us a little bit of callback to that.
Oh, that's funny.
So that voicemail, I'm sorry. I screwed this all up. I was supposed to tell you guys that voicemail was actually from Walter, John Goodman's character from The Big Lebowski.
Oh, okay.
All right. Here is our next voicemail.
Hi, Daddy. Hi, Uncle Jay. Congratulations on your 200th episode. On your 200th episode. I love you. I love you.
Oh, my God.
Bye.
Oh.
So that was my dear daughter, Logan, leaving us a nice Logan. Little congrats.
I love her.
My favorite part is that my wife is whispering to her what to say. So because my wife is whispering to her, Logan starts whispering too.
It's like a secret.
I mean, she can't listen to the show until she's at least like what? Like 13, 15, 16?
Never.
I mean, never. Right. I don't think I could.
Let's be honest. Never.
I don't think I could be a stern adult with her after she's listening to the show. And she'd be like, what are you yelling at me for? You're a fucking child, father. It's like, yeah, I am. It's true.
Oh, but, she's going to be a special one. I can't wait for her to grow up into a woman. She's going to be awesome.
Certainly. I mean,
she's going to be fun.
Just today, she was at school, and apparently some of the kids had like ripped jeans and stuff like that.
Right.
And she decided that she wanted ripped jeans too. So
of course.
She cut holes.
It's back in style again.
She
Dave.
Cut holes into her pants and went home to her mother. And
she lost her shit, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. And now Logan doesn't have TVs. You don't always have to keep up with what's cool. Just be you. All right, Jay. This next voicemail comes from someone else who's very familiar to you and I.
Yo, Dave, Jay, it's Thomas Anuti. I just want to call and congratulate you on your 200th episode. That is amazing. I can't believe you made it that far. Literally, I can't believe it.
What are you saying? We couldn't do it?
I don't understand how there's a market for what you guys do. No,
it's true.
So proud of you guys. So inspired. You guys are independent totally, and you've created something amazing for yourself.
Oh, thank you so
much. So proud to say that I'm one of your friends, and more importantly, I'm one of your fans. Proud of you, and I can't wait for the 2000th episode or whatever it is that you guys are going to do next.
Definitely.
Aloha from Hawaii. Keep up the good work.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Thanks, you buddy. So much, Tom. So Tom he's someone who we talk about him on the show a lot. He's been on the show. He is one of those people that started out as someone who just reached out to us as a fan and stuff like that, but has definitely moved past fan and just is a friend. Like
absolutely.
Talked to him on a lot. Basement.
He just recently got engaged. Congratulations,
congrats,
man.
Dude.
That is so cool.
On
so
top,
happy for you.
On top of that, personal life is going great for him. He just got voted as one of the top freshman rap artists in the country. You know, a rap publication.
Love it.
Listened to him
so
and
awesome.
Said he is one of the top talents to check out. So if you want to check out his music, you've already heard it on this show because he actually recorded a song and allows us to use it, and he dropped us a line in a song. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, we use a little bit of it.
Yeah.
Right before we do trailer park every single time. We always will.
Cut the beat and let the music play. No trailer park. Shout out to Dave and Jay. I don't surf, but there's a newer wave. We've been on since trust God saved the right style.
Trailer park. Shout out to Dave and Jay. It's in there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's us. We're Dave and Jay.
So it's surreal. It's still surreal to me.
It is.
I love it. And I love you, Tom. And I really appreciate it. Love that you're a friend and a fan. And it's... You know, this is one of the coolest things about this show, right? That we've done
it
over
is.
this 200 episodes, especially you more than me, but like you've met so many friends, lifelong friends.
Yeah.
And I have too, but like not as nearly as many as you throughout these years of doing this show. This is like part of what we're doing right now.
I've got
is trying
really
to really
good,
just
I got really good friends
that,
around
and
me.
It's so cool. It's so special.
I've got great friends around me right here where I live. And I have so many great friends right here where I live. But I have this network of friends that I'm just as close with that I've met through doing this. You know, and you know, I used to talk about the podcast like, you know, someday I want this to be this. Someday I want this to be that. Someday I want this to be a career. Someday I want to do this. I want to, you know, and it was always an endeavor of doing something that I enjoyed, but also making money from it. Here we are 3.5 years in, going on 4 years in, and we haven't really made much of anything from it. But
the money just goes into the show. Anyway.
The money goes right back into the show. But everything that I've made is just friends, and you can't trade any amount of money mm-hmm. for the friendships that I've made. I've gone out to California. I've met Justin and Chrissy from So I Married a Movie Geek. I
friends from Australia come and stay with you.
I stayed with Chris in California. I met Duty from Australia up in New York when him and his wife were here for their honeymoon. I had Bradley J come stay here from Australia. What, you know, when, and we had a bonfire and they drank me and my wife under the table, you know, we went and saw Sean play. Like, there's so many friends in podcasting that we have that we've gotten to meet in person. John came up and we met John through the podcast network back. We were part of that, and he stayed here at my house. We took him to the beach.
We still owe him a road trip.
we had to cancel our road trip down there. So I mean, we'll go down there, and you know, I'm just so thankful not only for the fans that I have, because that's huge, but I'm really thankful for the people who stood behind us and not only were fans of the show but became friends as well. And definitely. So I mean Thomas Iannucci is one of those people, and I hope it's still like my dream. Me and him talk about it all the time, when we will get to meet in person. Maybe we'll get an invite to a wedding. I'm just saying, Jay, maybe we'll get an invite to a wedding. So
you afford a trip to Hawaii?
We'll see. I can swim. I'm a pretty good swimmer. All right, Jay, here is our next voicemail.
What's up, guys? It's Epic Film Guy Justin. I was just taking a co-star dump, and I totally remembered that I had to give you guys a call and wish you a happy 200th fucking episode. I don't know where Nick's at on this. He's been hiding out, maybe under the dumpster with the hoaxer. That you guys have been some great allies in the movie podcasting realm, and I'm super proud of you for your milestone. So, horns in the air to you motherfuckers, you handsome devils, you, for a happy 200th episode.
Oh, Justin.
Thank you so much. Another.
You're the handsome stud.
He is. Another podcaster who I've met in person. Yes. So, I went down to Virginia. And
Justin and I, we actually were both extras in the Creed 2 movie.
That's what I said. He's your co-star.
Filming in Philadelphia. So, that was a really cool experience. We had no idea until we got on set.
You made it on screen. He didn't.
Right. But he had been, but he actually met the stars and got autographs.
Yeah.
So it kind of, you know, it all works out, I guess.
And of course, epic film guys, we always have to say, because a lot of people made jokes when we first started out,
right,
and we did this completely independent of them. I wasn't even aware of them until I started podcasting. They do movie reviews. They're kind of crass. They do not safe for work content.
Their format is very similar to us.
And they reviewed beers. They, like us, are no longer drinking beers and reviewing them on the show and stuff like that. So like, we kind of became the joke was the Mexican knockoff of the Epic Film guys, because they were the bigger podcast, the more successful podcast,
and they started out, I think, before us.
Definitely.
They are the true beginners.
Absolutely. And Epic Film guys, I mean, I would definitely say, like, I don't know if I can say we're influenced by them, because we started without them. We've always tried to do like our own thing, but listening to them and just hearing the absolute fan base that they've had, it's something that I've always...
It's still inspiring, of course.
It's something that I always wanted.
Yes,
but like,
definitely.
We have it now. We have our own fan base, and it's something that we have built over 200
and
episodes,
unique,
and stuff
yeah.
like that. Yeah. And I'm so happy to call them my friends every year. I do the live stream for the Cure episodes with them, where, I mean, they take out an entire weekend, and this year they're actually starting on a Wednesday night, going all the way through Sunday, and they raise money for cancer research, and it's 24 hours of content, you know, the full day. And even when they're taking a break and they're going to sleep, because they need to recharge their bodies, they're playing their content and stuff like that, and people can still donate. But starting at 10 a.m they're at it again until midnight the next day. They're doing it the entire day. So if you don't know about live stream for the Cure, you definitely need to be checking it out.
It's certainly special. Yeah,
you're going to get completely unique content from podcasts that they are friends with, we are friends with, and it's all for a good cause. You can donate. You just go on to your social medias.
Participate, whatever you want to do. Yeah.
Follow Epic Film Guys or follow us and look for content for hashtag we will certainly live stream for the cure.
Be pushing that as well.
Because this year, I'm going to be trying to do a Podly Weds with them, which will only play on that live stream for the cure. And I'm going to be doing a movie cocktail, as I've done for the past 2 years on there. So you guys might be surprised, but there's some movie cocktails that you may not have heard here on this show, because I've done Lethal Weapon over there with them for live stream for the cure, and I also did Batman 1989 movie cocktail, which I did for them on live stream for the cure too. So those are two movies that the only way you would ever know that we did movie cocktails for them is if you listen to live stream for the cure and followed us and stuff like that. But I am just so happy to call them my friends as well. So hopefully one day, I got to say this, Nick only lives 2.5-3 hours north of us, and we've still never met him in person. And that's just a fucking travesty. So I hope he's listening to this and knows that is the great injustice of our relationship, is that we are so close, but so far, and we've never met. So
we got to schedule a date.
Got to make it happen. All right, Jay, here is our second to last voicemail, the penultimate voicemail. And this one's a little bit of a blast from the past.
Super Movie Bros. What's up? This is Rob.
You're dead to us. You're dead to us.
The movie cocktail, former host of the fan film Boys, basically all around valid podcaster. I just want to wish you all the best with the 200th episode. That's so amazing, guys. You did amazing. You do awesome work. I can't wait to come back and guest with you, not on you, of course. That would just be weird. Well,
you could probably do it on Dave.
Guest with you again very, very soon. Love what you do, guys. Keep it up. Can't wait for another 200. Love you guys. Bye.
Rob.
Thanks, Rob.
Miss you, man. Miss you.
So Rob, formerly the co-host that we had for Movie Cocktail. Now it's just me, you, and Mark. And life got in the way, and that's life with a job, a wife, two kids and stuff. It's life happens, and sometimes you have to let some of the fun things you do go. But you know, I have been keeping in touch with him and stuff like that. I believe he still has a comic of mine. Motherfucker, I'll come find you. And it's not just any comic. It's Spider-Man Kraven the Last Hunt. So I mean, it's a big time comic book. But it's one of my favorite comic books. But anyway, you know, Rob is he's one of those guys that like I met through podcasting, find out he lives in Trenton, New Jersey, like across a river. Like he is closer to us than some of our
15 minutes away.
Yeah, than some of our friends who live in Philadelphia. Like he's closer than them. So I reached out to him, and he's one of the, you know, I was his co-host for his show Fan Film Boys for half of that show's runtime and stuff like that. So hearing him here, I love it, man. You can come guest all over our face, neck, and chest, all you want. You can come guest anytime you want. All right, Jay, are you ready for this final voicemail?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this one comes from another very good friend of mine, someone I've met in person. And I don't think you met him because you didn't go to New York when you were supposed to, man.
Hello, Super Movie Bro Dave, and, well, look, I would call you Super Movie Bro Jay, but look, man, you don't know damn shit about superheroes. But hey, guys, look, Super Movie Bros, it's Duty from Shake and Not Nerd.
Duty.
You know, the only one on Shake and Not Nerd who does any fucking work around the place. Anyways, I just want to congratulate you guys for 200 episodes. It's a big deal, man.
It is.
It's bigger than Jay getting out of his parents' basement, maybe.
Still hasn't happened.
But look, you guys do a great, absolute fantastic show. I absolutely love listening each and every week. And hey, man, you guys were the first Patreon sort of channel that I started supporting when it came to podcasting or when it came to anything in general, I think. Super Movie Bros was it was the cherry popper, and man, you guys sure know how to treat a lady. Look, I just want to congratulate you guys. 200 episodes is fucking massive, guys. I absolutely love all the stuff you do. I love hearing that Jay found Gord, and I love hearing that Dave can't remember what Han Solo's blaster is. It's a DL-44 blaster.
Yeah, I know what it is,
and I absolutely, lost my shit when Jay thought Green Lantern was a Marvel superhero.
As you
he
should.
He did get a couple messages from me, and boy, I hope he knows right, because if he doesn't, he's going to lose a foot in his ass. That's... Yeah, he's going to lose a foot of height.
I have been
going into his own ass. That's right. That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm saying. Okay. That's what I'm going with.
I've been corrected.
Look, guys, 200 episodes. It's fucking fantastic. You guys have done leaps and bounds to us, to any other show that we saw, that I listened
to. I'll do anything.
Maybe Paul from the Countdown and Nick will give you a run for their money. But look, you guys are up there, man. You're absolutely one of my favorite shows. I can't say anything for the rest of the other guys because, you know, they don't know quality when it hits them. Look, I'm not dissing the other guys, but look, you guys are a fantastic show. I love playing video games with you, Dave. I love hanging out with you. Jay, you should have come up to New York when you had the chance, but
I feel like, look, I was not invited to New York.
Maybe indeed you were finding God. Oh, God.
God.
Which is great. Or maybe you're having one of those awful dating stories, which I absolutely love hearing every
week.
That
was a possibility.
Thank you guys for putting out great content. Thank you for the movie Cocktails, and thank you for eating a Cornetto as fast as you could for the Hot Fuzz Challenge that they give you guys.
Yeah.
There will be some movie homework coming your way, Dave and Jay.
I hope probably it's Green Lantern
towards
movie.
Jay, because he doesn't know what superheroes are. But look, I absolutely love the show. I can't praise it enough. Each and every week I listen to it. If you're a fan of comic books, if you're a fan of movies, if you're a fan of next news story, then you need to check out Super Movie Bros. Look, guys, congratulations again. I'm going to wrap up this up because I'm making an ass out of myself and I'm walking around the living room for no reason. I am not wearing pants.
Don't you hate pants?
Anyways, that's it for me. Shaker Not Nerd absolutely loves Super Movie Bros, and we can't get enough of you guys, and that's coming from all five of us. So look, love you guys, and I'll chat to you soon.
I do. Oh, I also hate pants, dude. I walk around with no pants all the time.
Oh, dude, thanks so much, man.
Yeah, yeah.
That was great.
One of my.
You got such a professional voice. You're such a talent. You're a great guy.
He's one of my best friends. He
can speak.
He's part of one of my favorite podcasts that I listen to.
Yeah.
He's the next. You know, him and one of his co-hosts, Ian, are the next people to be on our Podly
Wens
game.
Talk about like deep dive nerd shout outs. Like, he sprinkled in a lot of nuggets, a lot of Easter eggs in that.
Like,
voicemail.
He is
a lot
of
good stuff.
He's our number one corrector. Like, he practically is a producer who smacks our winkies every time we get something wrong. Because the second we get something wrong, the day or two after I publish an episode, I can go into my Twitter stream, because unfortunately with him in Australia and us here, we can't text each other, so we have to use social media to talk. I see it right there, and he's like, "You got that wrong, mate." It's like, you son of a bitch. Sort of, you know, I called it a DL-11. I said that Han Solo had a DL-11. It's not. That's a different gun within the Star Wars universe. He has a DL-44. It's called a completely different gun. And I know the difference. And it's just, when you're doing a podcast and you're talking and you're like us and you're from the East Coast and you talk really fast like I do, it just slips and you just keep going.
Yeah.
You know? Mistakes happen.
And Dave doesn't have a co-host like Duty to correct him, of course.
Exactly. So. But I make sure that I get him back as absolutely much as fucking possible. I am correcting him and all of his co-hosts every chance that I get. So it's kind of like a little nerd out that we get to have. Like, who's nerdier, me or Duty? Time will tell. But nothing will ever be as egregious as you thinking that Green Lantern was a Marvel character.
Look, it might have been one too many bourbon neats. I don't know. I mean, my mind slipped a little bit.
This is a dude who, you know, correcting you, who literally was in a chair for, I believe, 6 hours this past Saturday.
He was. That was the greatest fucking thing
getting
ever.
Getting a Green Lantern tattoo.
A week later, after that shitstorm, he's actually getting a Green Lantern tattoo. 100%. I was mind blown. I was like, oh, no shit. You really are a fan.
He'll rival anybody in DC Comics knowledge. He rivals me in Star Wars knowledge. He is just an absolute super nerd, which is why all of you guys should be checking out the Shaken Not Nerd podcast. It has similar content to this show, but in what they discuss, but it's totally different. Like, it's five guys and it's absolutely off the wall. It's ridiculous. It's one of the podcasts that I look forward to listening to every week. And Duty's one of those people that I am just so thankful that I got to meet through podcasting. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a friend for life. I'll always want to keep in touch with him and hear, you know, what's going on with him. And as long as the internet is still working, I'll be playing video games with him on Friday and Saturday nights as much as I possibly can. So that's it, Jay. That was the last of our voicemails. It's all done.
Thank you so much, everybody. It was really, really special.
Anybody who takes the time, because time is the most precious thing in the entire world. You know, you can
realize that more and more as we get old.
Yeah, you can synthesize and you can recreate anything, but you'll never create more time. You know, and I believe a wise man or someone, I don't care who, someone once said, no amount of money ever bought anybody an ounce of time. So anybody who takes the time to call us on that hotline and leave us a message, we can't thank you enough for
absolutely.
Just taking the
and
time.
And in the future, because like we said, you know, yeah. It's open now, so feel free.
Yeah, we're gonna leave it. We're gonna leave this open.
Say whatever you want to us.
Whatever you want. We do carry the explicit rating, so you can say whatever you want. Whatever. But I mean, I just want to thank anybody who left us these voicemails, but also anybody who's been listening to the show regularly as much as they do. You know, it truly means everything to me to put the amount of work that goes into the show and then watch as time goes on and the show grows. It doesn't grow by leaps and bounds every month. It grows, you know, minusculely, maybe 5 or 10 more downloads than it did the month before that. And the next month, 5 or 10 more down. It's just a slow growth that's been happening over the past 3.5 years. But it makes me feel so good that what we do, what we put out there is being digested by other people. And, yeah. And
we know it's better and better content and we're enjoying it still. And everybody, look, Dave is the show. 100%.
I do
and
what I can.
I gotta give him a lot of credit,
right? But it doesn't matter because this
honestly,
show,
man, you're the best.
It wouldn't exist.
You deserve a lot more and a better co-host than me. Believe me.
But it wouldn't exist without you, right? Like,
well, technically, no.
But, yeah, exactly.
But I just had to say that. But yeah, it's definitely it's. I feel very happy and shocked that we're still doing this. I'm so thankful that we are because I love this. I love talking about movies. I love movies and I love Dave. And we're doing what we always were doing before we started this podcast.
That's true.
And it's kind of special that we're getting all of these great little rewards from this fucking show. And it's all stemmed from everything. So it's so great. And we're so happy that we met everybody in the podcast world and all the friends and fans. And it's just, you know, I can't wait for the future. And hopefully, you know, it pans out the way we want it to, you know, and hopefully you guys can partake in that as well and enjoy it as much as we hopefully do going down the line. So, you know,
I think about this, like I think about 200 episodes in, and I think if you look back, we've never missed a week of publishing new content. You know, even
I don't think so.
Even when I've gone
maybe
on vacation,
I seriously doubt it.
I'll pull some bit of audio that I have saved from somewhere, and I'll put it on there for people who may have never heard it before. I always want to publish something every week because I don't want to leave anybody hanging. I have this thing about myself where I feel like, not only is this my, you know, my hobby and stuff like that, but it's my duty to, no pun intended, duty. but like, it's my duty to continue doing this because, and not because I feel like I'm all important or anything like that, because I worry that there's somebody out there who is relying on their Monday or Tuesday morning commute to hear us.
Sure.
And if we're not there, I mean, I don't know if you've ever had this, but
I'm
like
one of those people
where your podcast has taken a podcast that you subscribe to, that you listen to, has taken a hiatus, and you're driving and you're like, well, shit, they didn't
now publish. What am I gonna listen to? What the didn't. Fuck?
And then it's a mad scramble. You're driving and like and you're scrolling through your iTunes or whatever, you know, or whatever podcast listening app, and you're trying to find a podcast.
God forbid, put on the radio,
right? Because it's trash. And you're scrolling through, but while you're scrolling through, what if they got into an accident, Jay? That would be on me because I didn't do it. That's the level. That's the level of responsibility I put on myself. That's the pressure I put on myself.
And I can attest to that, everybody.
With everything
trust me,
I does. Do.
He has that kind of thought.
Yeah, I mean, like, I feel bad when it's 2:00 on a Saturday, and I usually publish before 10 a.m. on a Saturday, and it's not published yet, and I'm just like, I'm a sham, I'm a piece of shit. What a terrible person I am. So I mean, it's you guys who inspire us and make me want to work that hard. You know, if I didn't know that there were people listening, I probably wouldn't work that hard. But I know there are people listening. I know there are people giving us feedback, and you know, anybody who's ever made a cocktail that we've made, or just has taken the moment moment to respond to us. Like Stephanie Wilson over, you know, over on Twitter, like she reached out to us earlier today, and she's reached out to us, you know, a few weeks ago as well, just to let us know, like, you know, she was so happy when we followed her back when she followed us on
another
Twitter.
Another sports podcast.
And she was just so happy that like we existed, right? Like just this podcast existing does something that enriches someone's life somewhere. I'm not saying it's enriching to everybody, but someone out there is listening to it and enjoying what we're putting out there. And I don't want to stop, even if it's just that one person who's listening, even if it's just Thomas Iannucci hanging out on his tiny little island of Kauai. And he's the only one listening. I'll still publish this content for him because I care. I do honestly care, and I want to hear from people, and I'm so happy that people took the time to do what they did, and I'm so happy that anyone takes the time to subscribe and download the podcast every week, and especially for the people who have left us reviews on iTunes. I love reading new reviews, so this isn't a plug for that, but you know, if you want to, and please do, we love reading them on the show, we love getting them, leave us a review on iTunes or the podcast listening app of your choice, and make sure that you are following us on social media, because that's where you get to see the pictures of the cocktails that we do, that's where you get to see the recipes, that's where you get to see when new episodes drop. We also get to take part in the polls and when we do listener questions and when we do all that, you know, all this stuff for the voicemail and stuff, you know, that's the only way you would know about that is if you're following us on the social media. So you can follow Jay over on Facebook.
Yeah, Super Movie Bros podcast on Facebook, Instagram, Super Movie Bros, and also Twitter, J_SMB.
And then you can also follow me. I run the Twitter. It is at Super Movie Pod. And I also have a Instagram as well. It's SMB Dave. And man, I can't say it enough. Thank everybody for listening to the show. That's what this episode was all about. It's why we didn't talk about a lot of movies. It's why we played voicemails and we just kind of vamped about the show and everything like that, because I hope that it translates. But you know, it this really is a thank you and a love letter to anybody who has supported us over the past 3.5 years. And make sure you are sticking around, because the very next episode should be coming out within just a few days. That's going to be me and Jay's top five, the movies that made us. So I want to thank all of you guys for listening. Have a great one. Cheers.
Cheers.
Love you, Dad.